Sanctions against Russia have slowed down ransomware actors. Elon Musk holds the purchase of Twitter over fake account concerns. Emergency communication during wildfires in New Mexico, the reports are in. And Google I.O. 2022 event is best announcements of future tech. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor
You're
Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 90. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. And we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Cy from the cast, The Unscrewed Theater.
Hello, Aaron. How are you doing today?
Okay. And it is nice because you are actually sitting in my chair today because I am in Las Vegas for the weekend. So... I hope I'm coming in loud and clear. How do I sound?
You're coming in loud and clear, Aaron.
All right. That's great. We'd like to show some love to the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works as well. You know, the real estate market is getting crazy here in Tucson. Have you noticed the prices going up, Sarah?
It is bonkers out there.
You know, lots of people are moving in from other states. Rent and property values have shot way up. So if you actually know of anybody moving into town that has a car, send them over to Perfection Auto Works. Mike Emery and his team of expert technicians have a free 22-point inspection on your car, and they love meeting new people and new cars in town. So give them a call for an appointment, 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. Moving on to our tech news that's happening this week. So, you know, these sanctions that are in Russia. So these sanctions are basically stopping all kinds of activity between the rest of the world and Russia. There's a lot of financial institutions, for example, have stopped doing business with Russia. Obviously, our gas prices are affected, oil is affected, communications and technologies are affected. But interestingly enough, ransomware is affected. Wouldn't you know that? So, if you think about ransomware, one of the biggest parts of ransomware is the ability to be paid. So if these people cannot get paid, they are scrambling for a way to be paid.
Right.
Okay. And so I don't know what their plans for the future are, but for now, a lot of these ransomware attacks have been, they're not happening as often. And also lots of communications, like we said, lots of communications, banking institutions mm-hmm. have stopped services in Russia. Also lots of domains and websites have been cut off as well. So all of this is proof that if you follow the money, in a lot of these schemes, that's where you will get your... that's where you'll get to the crux of the problem. Okay, if you find a way to stop the money, you stop the scam.
Yep,
that's pretty much how. And it's also proof that a lot of these most notorious ransomware gangs are indeed being run out of Russia. But that doesn't mean that they all are. There's still a lot of them that are still run right out of here, out of the United States and also China. There's a lot of services and supports that run out of those two countries as well. So we're not out of the woods, so to speak, when it comes to ransomware, but it's just slowed down for now. Also, Elon Musk, he's been in the news lately. He has this big interest in Twitter. He's thinking about changing it. We covered this several times in some previous shows. I was under the impression that he already purchased it, but apparently the purchase is on hold. So I don't know if he sent over the check or if he. I don't know how you move $44 billion. Is that a check? Is that a
Venmo?
do they send a van over? Right. I mean, like what? But anyway, however they move this money, apparently that movement has been held because Elon figured out that 5% of Twitter accounts are fake. Surprise, right?
Right.
So. One of the things that he's trying to do to improve Twitter, according to him, is to verify accounts so that people cannot create fake accounts. And, you know, these are the same complications that other social media platforms have had, particularly Facebook. Some of the other platforms that have been hung up because of complications that they couldn't even launch properly because people were just creating all kinds of havoc, even during the time of the actual launch. Mm-hmm. So Musk states that he is still committed to the purchase, and investors and Wall Street are reacting whilst Twitter stock continues to plummet. If you've looked at the, if anybody out there is actually looking at the stock of Twitter, it's fallen and it's continuing to fall while Elon is making all these decisions. So it's interesting how much the market is influenced by what this guy says. Sure. You know, he says, I'm going to purchase Twitter, you know, and then you see the market just go haywire. So that's a lot of power that this guy is packing in. So we gotta, you know, hopefully make some good decisions for humanity. Now, if this continues, he might be able to acquire Twitter for a lower price. And so this might be some sort of strategy, because if the Twitter, if the Twitter stock continues to plummet, then at the idea of him acquiring it, the stock goes down, because that's how he's purchasing it. He's purchasing all the public stocks. Mm-hmm. If he purchases them, but then they're at a lower price, just because he's on edge about purchasing them, he might even be able to get it for, say, maybe $40 billion instead of $44 billion, or maybe $30 billion instead of $44 billion. Anyway, so that could be a strategy. I don't know, but he's a smart guy, so who knows? Also, Google has a conference every year that is called I.O. 2022, and there have been some reports on different things that they're working on. You know, Google is a huge technology company. They're always working on many, many projects, probably hundreds of products at a time. And they have hundreds of departments that are developing these new technologies. So some of the announcements that were made this past Wednesday and Thursday, because it was a virtual event that happened on those days. And so there was a lot of announcements about the Pixel. So there is a Pixel 7, which is a smartphone. There's Pixel 7 Pro, which is a slightly better, larger smartphone that's going to be coming out. There's also the Pixel Watch and the Pixel Earbuds. Now, what does this sound like?
Sounds a little bit like the Apple ecosystem.
yes, exactly. So they got the Pixel Watch, Pixel Earbuds. And you're right. There's a lot of, and there's also a Linux ecosystem, if you will. Okay, because there are some developers out there that are starting to work on a Linux watch that's supposed to communicate directly with Linux operating systems out there. So there's lots of ecosystems out there that are doing these same things.
People get choice that way, I suppose.
Yes, exactly. Not only do they get to choose the products, but they even get they get to choose what array of products, what is even available to them. Because in some countries, it's just hard to acquire Apple stuff.
Sure.
You know, versus Google stuff.
Yeah, and they all push each other to innovate, because if somebody does something cool, the other wants to catch up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have to depend on your ecosystem that you choose to follow to keep up with what the rest of the world is doing. As you know, Google is also spearheading Android. They own Android. Android now has Google Wallet, you know.
Right.
So the same as Apple Wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's no information about prepaid card compatibility, because I know when I try to use my Apple Wallet, it doesn't accept all my cards. It only accepts my real cards, like my Chase account or my Citibank credit card.
Right, something they can verify with a financial institution of some kind.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if I try to go get a prepaid card, and it's a card that I like and a card that I use, and I have several of them, it won't take my Venmo card. It won't take my Vero card, or I don't even think it may take my PayPal card even. So it doesn't take everything. So I'm trying to wait for that stuff to kind of like move forward, so that it's more compatible with more cards, so I can put everything in there.
Yeah.
And I can get rid of my real wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, I bought a new wallet while I was here in Las Vegas. So that's fine. But it's the old school wallet. It's leather. So anyway, some of the other announcements were that Flutter 3.0, which will enable developers to publish production ready apps in 6 platforms at once. So moving forward, when a lot of smaller and smaller businesses are going to be launching their own apps, they're going to want somebody that's familiar with this distribution system called Flutter, Flutter 3.0. Also, Assistant, this is what's called Google Assistant, will be, which is supposed to mirror Siri.
Mm-hmm.
So their Siri is the Apple product. So they have Google Assistant, which is the Google product. They will be able to better understand the imperfections of human speech without being tripped up. So word whiskers such as ums and interruptions,
mm-hmm.
which is great for me because I love using and in conversation. So apparently this new Google Assistant, it's going to ignore your ums and uhs. I wish people can do that. That would be great. Okay. And also, one other thing that was notable to mention, that that they're going to be starting to auto-enroll users to the two-step verification security standard. And two-factor authentication is a great security level mm-hmm. to be at. And there's been lots of talk, both through Microsoft and Google and others, that are trying to do away with passwords altogether. So anything from fingerprint to facial recognition to two-factor authentication are going to be the new way to log in in the future. But for a full list of the 100 announcements, you can go to thecomputerdoctorshow.com, click episodes to find episode 90, and find the link for the episode details to see that full list of 100 announcements. We're going to take our midway commercial break now with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech and history from this week, and what's happening with the communication with New Mexico wildfires. This is The Computer Doctor Show.
Perfection Autoworks Theater takes you back to the Roman Empire.
I, Caesar, and that which is the glory of Rome, welcomes its citizens to the opening day of the Colosseum. We dedicate this to you and the glory of Rome, which you are all part. Seize him!
Sadly, Marcus Aurelius was the first man to die in the opening day of the dedication of the Colosseum.
Throughout history, many foolish mistakes have been executed through human error. We at Perfection Autoworks believe that the neglect and lack of maintenance can be just as foolish. Call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
The Computer Doctor Show is proud to support National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Nothing is more important than getting to your destination safely. Use your phone and other technology only when you're safely parked. Help save lives. For more information, visit phonesdownjustdrive.com. Phones down, just drive. It's the law.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Cy, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, Cy, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, we've got two shows tonight, Family Friendly at 7:30 and our Uncensored show at 9 o'clock. And then next weekend, we've got a Family Friendly show at 7:30 on Friday. And then on Saturday, we have a 6 o'clock show that is very kid-friendly, our comic book improvised show. And then at 7:30, it's a very big, big, big weekend for us. Our Founding House team, Not Burnt Out, Just Unscrewed, will be celebrating its 20th anniversary with a big supersized show. We're bringing back former members. We'll have some video tributes. It's going to be a really big, fun show on the 21st.
That's the 21st. Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds exciting. And here are some announcements that you might want to be aware of. So the White House renewed its state of emergency that was declared back on May 15th, 2019. That was about 3 years ago, regarding the securing of information and communications technology and subsequent services supply chains. This was around the time that lots of the major hacks and ransomware attacks were happening. And it was put into place to deal with the unusual and extraordinary threat of hackers. So the United States remains in a state of emergency in that area. Also, the FBI is interested in purchasing the Israel-based Pegasus software to aid in investigations. The Pegasus software is a spyware program that claims to collect data from mobile devices without knowledge of the user or the device manufacturer. That makes you feel nice and warm and cozy, right? The FBI has been evaluating the product for some time now, but the Israel government has to decide if they want to sell this program to a foreign power. All right. It is time now for science and tech history, so we'll turn it over to Cy. What do you have for us?
Well, 42 years ago, on May 13th, 1980, three companies, Digital Equipment, Intel, and Xerox, jointly announced the Ethernet Network Specification, which is the 8-pin Ethernet cable standard that we use for office networking even today. The setting a standard so that hopefully, you know, as computers get made, they all talk to each other the same way.
Exactly. So everybody, you know, these cables are everywhere. They're in my house, no doubt in your house. Even when you buy, if you were to go to Best Buy today, mm-hmm. or in store to buy any type of networking type of equipment, they're going to have Ethernet ports, and each one of those has 8 pins on them.
Yep.
That was a network specification standard set 42 years ago. And it's still going strong.
Yep.
And I don't know of anything other than if networking speeds start to increase way beyond gigabit or even decabit, or I should say 10 times or 10 gigabit speed, which is starting to hanker on the limitations of Ethernet speeds, we're probably going to be using Ethernet for the foreseeable future.
Mm-hmm.
But if it starts to increase or the demand starts to go way beyond 10 gigabits, we're probably going to have to start bringing light cable.
Right.
I can't think of that.
Fiber optic.
Fiber optic. Thank you so much, Simon. Mm-hmm. There we go. But we're nowhere near that. Okay, what's the next one we have?
Next one is also May 13th, but this time 104 years ago in 1918, the very first U.S. airmail service stamps were sold. Now, they weren't the first in the world, but they were the first in the United States. They sold for 24 cents, and they meant that mail could be delivered from Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and New York in a single day. Now, of course, the advanced technology of the telegram was still faster, but it was more expensive.
Yes. Morse code. And that was actually like the text message of 100 years ago, the telegram. It was exciting to receive a telegram. That means that somebody thought it was enough, that it was worth it enough to get it fast to you enough to have it telegrammed. Mm-hmm. How about that? Okay. Our most important announcement.
Absolutely. This is the big one. This is the absolute most important one in our history today. And that is that May 16th, 2020, a mere 2 years ago, was the very first episode of the Computer Doctor Show.
Yes, we are 2 years old this week. We're still going strong here at KVOI 1030 The Voice. And I appreciate and we're about 10 episodes away from episode 100 as well. So we're still trying to make something fun happen at episode 100, and we hope everyone is still able to listen to that episode. We're probably going to reminisce a little bit. We may even have some best of. So hopefully that'll be a very, very nice event for us to a milestone for us to move forward through. That does it for the science and tech history. Thank you. And one more point before we start to wrap up. Communication during the wildfires in New Mexico. Now, there have been some reports. Now, every year, obviously, you know, here in Arizona, New Mexico, and parts of California, where they always suffer these wildfires. But there are some regions that are better equipped to handle emergencies than others. Now, in the past, one of the largest problems was communication, but we're happy to report that according to the Federal Communications Commission, that only throughout the entire wildfire season this year in New Mexico, out of the six counties, only a mere six cell phone towers went out of service, which only affected less than 2,000 people during this whole ordeal. And also, TV, there were no TV stations and no radio stations that were affected. So everyone is still able to get their emergency updates. So I'm happy to say that radio is not dead, as many people think. So let this be a lesson, boys and girls, to make sure that you have a working radio in your house, mm-hmm. or a working TV that still has an antenna. One day you might need it. And it's something that is not going to go away. Yep. This is the way that emergency communication continues to work. And when you get those alerts on your phone, those are going to continue to improve. The FCC is going to be improving on those emergency communications. I also saw a report this week that it's going to be called the early earthquake warning. So, you know, you get that warning when you're drenched from outside and you finally run into the house during monsoon season, and then you get the notice
you
on
get the
your
warning.
The warning. Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's raining.
It's about to rain.
I know that.
Oh, yeah.
So
figured it out.
They're working on getting those up a little bit faster. Mm-hmm. So you start to get the warnings before you get drenched. And also, they're going to be communicating with some of the earlier ones, with some of the other departments that are able to monitor even earthquakes. So you'll even be able to get earthquake warnings early. So that would be very, very interesting. So, you know, how many lives do you think could be saved if you got a 30-second warning that there is going to be an earthquake in your geographic region?
Yeah.
With everything working properly, mm-hmm. you know, that would be awesome. So we look forward to the refinement of a lot of these technologies coming up. And of course, we'll be reporting on all of them. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location on Speedway at Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. And as always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 90. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Cy was co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.